influenced by the mighty angel, the one who influenced Malachi 4, influenced by the great I am, influenced, I'm under the influence. The heavenly vision got me under the influence.
Father God, we are thankful for your great grace in our life. We are thankful that we are under your great influence, knowing, Lord, that you who created all things, within it, it has the intelligence that could recognize the great Creator, something that you can reprogram, and something that is of your original thinking. That's why you said spoken word is the original seed. If it's original, it will have its original pattern in the very maker and creator. That no matter what man can do to us, we know there's a pattern, Lord, that we will come back to, because we were original in your thinking. We are so thankful, Father, for these great truths and how they comfort us and make us recognize, Lord, that we realize, Lord, that it's not us. In a whole generation, you might choose just one. In a family, you might just choose one. In a whole. And when we come to this, such a place like this, we realize how grateful we are.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
That you can open our eyes of understanding and allow your Holy Spirit to cause us to not misplace or dislocate or misinterpret, but to see and to understand. I pray for them that are among us, that they'll get their life prepared for the seriousness of this hour, O God. And cause them, O God, to grow, mature, and to prosper. We're thankful you're preparing us for the great battle that is now and even greater ahead. That we would understand, Lord, that we would not be unaware of what's happening to us and against us, but we'll know that it is your promise.
Yes.
Commit it all in your great hands now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Your Bibles invite you to the book of Matthew chapter 7, starting with the 15th verse. Also, we want to read Matthew 24:24. Appreciate each and every one of you tonight. And Matthew 7:15. Good to see Brother Nate and his family back. Amen. Good to see Sister Kemp all feeling a little bit better. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. No matter how much faith you have, these bodies are living in Satan's Eden. And it's deteriorating. And I don't care how much faith you have, your eye flattens out at 40, 45. And you end up like a beggar out there somewhere, like stretching your hands out. That is not what we do. That is what is in us. Sin deteriorating, you know, our bodies in age, reminding us that we have only a measure of time here. Make good use of it. Every moment, have a good quality of life. Try to live your best. Push away the negative. Speak only the positive. You can't change anybody. Just go ahead and change yourself. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, the 15th verse. And beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? You may be seated. If you press document right here, you should get the whole thing. Document on the bottom. Oh. All right. Even so, every good tree that bringeth forth good fruit is... Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Therefore, ye shall know them by their fruit. Okay, so we're looking at Matthew. So what our subject is we're using Trinidad as an example. And the reason for that is because that's where I begin to see the characteristics, the behavior and characteristics. And then the Lord began to deal with me, what's really happening? And He began to show me that mixed multitude. We are all together in mixed multitudes. We all, see, so you have from 1965 to all the way to 1980, you have mixed multitudes. And then you have, from mixed multitude, you end up with twins. From 1980 to 2010, you end up with twins. And in the twins, there are many work to be done. It is the development of teaching and doctrine. So there was a measure of apostolic work. Because apostolic sets order. Is that true? Sets the church in order. And so you had a bit of apostolic work, and then that work eventually got seeded, and you end up with teaching and a church. All right? And then after the teaching and the church, you had the separation. And then you end up with, you have diverse groups. Okay, so you have the teaching and doctrine developed by the apostolic order, then that becomes taught to the people, and that becomes a church. That church separates itself by its identification, and then there's how you end up with diverse groups, and that happens. Every major doctrine that can be taught is developed between all the way from 1980 to 2001. You have around 77. Brother Coleman coming out with the seven thunder, seven virtue. You have Paul Jones. You have Junior Jackson, 7 years trib. You have you always had the deity people moving. Brother Branham was God. That was always even when Brother Branham was here, that trouble was there. Okay, so you had almost everything that you could think of developed between these years. All right. Or came into full fruition, as you would say, between these years, 2010 and 1980-2010. And then we find now that the groups now you have the groups now, and within that group you're going to have the true vine and the false. And now you're going to have the false and the true, and they are in conflict. Conflict because of revelation, teaching, doctrine. All right? And they are now going to rise up, and there's going to be an antichrist move against the true elect. For what? For their revelation, for their teaching, for their doctrine. If you're persecuted for anything else, well, don't. That's not any good thing to boast about. These are the three things that you need to look for. Okay, for their revelation. So this is where we are right now. Now, this is where we want to look. This is the stage that we are at. Now, what I want to show you here in the scriptures. So the reason I'm looking at this, I'm looking at the behavior of certain ministers that was in the mixed multitude, in the message. Shem, green. All right, let's just use those two as an example. And so we're looking at their behavior. At one time, I was all together with them and they with us. That's mixed multitude. All right? And then what happens? Teaching began to be developed. Doctrine began to be developed. I remember one of the first time in around 19, I think it was, might have been 1998, I spoke on the mystery of indwelling in Trinidad. And one brother told Shem, I think it was Brother Terence, told Shem, he said, this man's confusing my people. You know, because they knew nothing about that. Then Shem said, no, we don't see that. We don't believe that. So all the way back in the 1997, they were already beginning to reject these truths, but we were still all together. You understand? Indwelling, ministry beyond the grave, all of those things they really couldn't take. Appearing and coming, they couldn't take that. So now we're looking at one of the main aspects now. We brought out over the years the Godhead. And that showing that Elijah is not a oneness. He's not a oneness. Now this here has many doctrines within it. The Godhead, as you know, has many doctrines within it. Okay, so when this doctrine came out now, they moved from twins now. So now we find on this last trip, we begin to find that Green now, with the backing of the ministry, he now begins to take upon himself to attack even his own friend, because he's going to bring a sword between mother, father, friends. You see, he began to attack Brother Cyril. And he told him, he said, you're no longer welcome on my pulpit. You're strengthened by Tony's hand. Then this Green called Brother Joel in Barbados, a pastor, and told him, the only reason you all accept Brother Tony's doctrine and was rebaptized was because you all don't know the word. Here's a man who doesn't know the word telling a man he doesn't know the word. Yeah. Brother Shem used to say, as his name is Green, so is he green in the word. Now they're best of friends. All right, so you're looking here at his son. So he's beginning to attack. So what does he want to do? Then he called the churches in Guyana. I'm looking at the attributes, you see, because you only know a spirit by its attributes, its characteristic. Then he called the brothers in Guyana to boycott our meetings. Now what Brother Bam said the mark of the beast was? A boycott. Right? And then he's calling to do what? Kill our influence. Well, the reason he can do this is because there's another one who had already started to do this and influenced him all the way in South Africa, Brother Beckett. I just got another call from another brother, told me that Beckett knew that he was aligning with us to believe these doctrines, he called him to try to discourage him. You know? So you're beginning to see that these men who want to keep the people in bondage. So that's Romans 1:18. Let's look at Romans 1:18 for a minute. Everybody okay? Now, you say, Brother Tony, can you really do this? Can you really say this? Well, the Bible said, prove all things and know them that labor among you. Absolutely. All right? So we want to look at that and see if what I am saying, if these attributes are wrong, then if I'm saying these things without proving the spirit behind it, then I am wrong. You see? And that is how you tell. That is how you're going to tell. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness. Now, you want to look at that. Ungodliness, unrighteousness, not what you think. Amen. Of men who hold. Hit the word hold. See? Hold. It means to hold on, to suppress. They don't want the bride to hear these truths. They don't want to deliver them from the false godhead and idolatry, from the Baal worship. They don't want that. In fact, they are emissaries of the enemy to keep the truth from these people. What is Brother Hughes' problem? To do what? To keep it from us. What is Brother Simon? Will you ever hear anybody come to preach for them? They give us a call. By the time they come, they already know we are two gods. But guess what? We are happy. Amen. Doesn't bother us a bit. One brother said, in Trinidad, Brother Tony, you don't fellowship with anybody. Well, they said, we don't fellowship with anybody. I said, of course that's true. How can two walk together unless they agree? Amen. Now, if you say go out and grab a bite and socialize, I have no problem for that. But fellowship? No. That would be like a crow and a dove sitting on the same branch. Can't do it. Wouldn't do it. Right? It means they hold them back. They detain them. They retain. They hold the people back. And Jesus met those people. And the people wanted to come to his meetings. And they told him, if you go to the meetings, we'll kick you out of the church. Well, that's exactly what Green did to Brother Cyril. They're best of friends, going all the way back to childhood. You see? So, Brother Cyril was instrumental in Brother Green becoming a pastor because Brother Cyril told them when their pastor died, what to do, how to go about setting up another pastor. You see? So, the point of it is, no matter if you're mother, father, brother, sister, friends, this revelation comes to separate. Alright, it comes to separate. So, to restrain, to hinder the course or progress of. That's what they're doing. So Jesus met them, and Jesus said, he said, you travel the world to make one convert, and when you do, you make him twofold more the child of hell. Twofold more the child of hell. To suppress them, so they don't want these truths. They don't want these truths. They say this is Brother Tony's truths. Yet it's Brother Branham's quotes. And they don't even, in the minister's meeting, they never even heard those quotes. Right? Alright, so they're looking here at men. These are ministers. So this is spiritual wickedness in high places. So what is the highest place in the message? Thank you, right here. Spiritual wickedness. Your spiritual wickedness can't do anything. Who are you going to convert? Who are you going to preach to? Spiritual wickedness in high places is the ministry. And ministry consists of men with gift. Sometimes I doubt it, right? There's some with gift. Some is gift, and some blatantly don't have a gift. That's just the truth of it. I'm telling you, my dog is more gifted in coming and fetching and sitting and staying and hearing. Some of them just don't have a gift. I don't know what they're doing there. Self-appointed, I guess. All right? This is the truth. I'm not saying that from any other bad reason. I have met men who don't even have a clue of this message. Men who are not even gifted. If you are gifted, your spirit bear witness with a gift. Do you know that? Your spirit bear witness with the gifts of God. Right? You want to hear the truth of it? Some women preachers are more gifted than some men. I am telling you, women are very... Because God said they should not preach, that don't mean they're not gifted to preach. Gifts and callings are out. You hear some women preach, they put me to shame. And I have some preachers who are not to preach. They ought to be singers. They sing their sermon. And while they're preaching, somebody, the piano goes, bing, 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 bing. And he's singing his sermon. You take it easy, brother. High spiritual wickedness in high places. So where's the highest place will be? Ministers and ministers meeting. When ministers get together, that's the first step in organizing. See? The first step of organizing, and if they are not converted, they'll organize against truth coming in. And they don't know it. You see? So ministers meeting that are not held. Ministers meeting are to be held by somebody who's like an apostle. Somebody who's a father figure. And the other ministers have respect for them. And because they got their birth from them and their inspiration and they see them spiritual maturity. And that's how you have that one man. Trinidad ministers can't have that. They all want to be the head honcho. So they don't respect anybody. So they move around sometimes, the chairman. That's not the way they're supposed to be. So this just little one, just one deviation from what the prophet says, moves into a position of where power can become evil. Because where power apart from birth is, I know you say power apart from character. That's true. But power without a birth is satanic. If you're not birthed, you're a carnal man. Right? Now, a carnal man believes and preaches the message with intellect. A converted man preaches the message by revelation. Yes. Amen. Amen. Intellectually, you say, prove it to me. Prove it to me. Everybody ready? Amen. You got to be honest? Amen. You ought to be honest. You're going to meet you up on the last day. How many came from a message church? Did the preacher preach Godhead to you? No. Did he preach something that we preach here? No. Well, then somebody's intellectual. Amen. You just had an intellectual preacher who believed the message and might even have a gift, but his understanding of the doctrines, even the message, is intellectual. That was an intellectual man that you came from. Yes, sir. If he was converted, he can't misplace, dislocate, and misinterpret the word. Amen. Some of you come from Brother Player. Who was that? That was an intellectual man. True. Every gift, every diverse of gift. But we're talking about doctrine, accuracy of your doctrine. You cannot misplace, dislocate, misinterpret if you're born again. Amen. Your doctrine is what determines whether, if you are converted, your revelation will not be intellectual. It bypassed intellect. It gives you the ability to see and understand if you are not. So you were under intellectual preacher. And didn't know it in the very message. See that? So this is where spiritual wickedness in high places. And we must know them that labor. If we cannot identify it as ministers and as bride who is maturing, we are going to be deceived. Amen. You said, I'll never be deceived. You, last ministry you were under, you were. That's right. Amen. And didn't know it. Amen. You were idol worship and didn't know it. Amen. You were Baal worship and didn't know it. Amen. Is that true? So these men suppress the truth. They are supposed, that's what Antichrist is. They want to suppress. They want to keep it. They want to hide it. They don't want their people, they would label it error and false without proving it. And the Bible says, prove all things. You get that? So the error will call the truth error before the truth can say you're in error. They say this man is a false preacher. He's a false prophet, Jesus. They say his father was Beelzebub. They say you're possessed of a demon. They cannot tell the true ministry and they cannot tell the truth. Amen. Ministers in the days of Jesus could not identify the true ministry because the true ministry didn't, they were expecting it like you to come and. Amen. Oh, you're so kind. You're such a good man. Did you hear my sermon the other day about kindness? You got that in your mind, but if you saw Jesus, you wouldn't think of him as being a prophet. And if you hear Brother Branham on the pulpit, I know you want to all be under Brother Branham ministry and go sit with him as a pastor. As a pastor, he would have tore you up. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You think you could go do your little secret things and then come into his pulpit and he's watching you like that? Yes, seeing right through you? Hmm? So we want to look at this. We want to take a look, a really good look at it. We started with it, and I want to show you why it is that I know this is the Lord because I didn't plan it, but I sure felt it. Sometimes you have to feel it to know it. All right? Okay, I've got two sets of notes up there. The first one, I want to do a summary of what I did. It's called Mark of the Beast Summary. All right? 15-minute summary. How many is understanding? How many see it, what's going on? See how these men pass off the scene and all of a sudden this Antichrist spirit starts up. Amen. On the internet, now they have the... I'll tell you what. If you are not born again and you go on those anti-William Branham site, I guarantee it will pull your unbelief on. It will pull your unbelief in. They even go back as far as finding fault with him before he was converted. And they scrutinize him like if he was God. I'm telling you. They don't seem to understand that if you don't be careful to whom God has sent. And these message people, I just saw a woman the other day, Jennifer something. They have her on Believe the Sign thing. She's so crying and she's been in the message for so long. And oh my, talk about cheers. And you know what turned her? She said, when I heard about the cloud, you know, and the discrepancy of the dates and the... Oh. You know who's the fault of it? It's the preachers. That's the preachers. The preachers that don't set their people up properly in the word. This man was a starlight messenger. He's a moonlight messenger. He's a sunlight messenger. He went through different stages of light. Amen. And a man like him don't talk like you and I. He sees things. He sees, when he's looking, he doesn't see the difference between reality. He can't tell the between reality and what's happening here. When he sees those cloud, and that cloud goes back to those seven angels that appeared to him in a vision, between the vision of December 12 and the cloud appearing and him being taken up, he was taken up just like in the vision. Yes, sir. He can't tell which he can't determine if he's talking about the vision or the cloud. Amen. He can't determine the cloud is seven angels. All of that is the same to him. His realities are blurred. Amen. Between dreams and reality, he doesn't know the difference. You haven't been in that world. I haven't been in that world. But I'll give you an example of how you can be in that world. How many times you ever was caught up in thinking and something in your mind, drove home and you can't remember passing any lights, stopping. You can't even remember, you know, anything on the street, on the road or anything. All you know, you got home. And then all of a sudden, a reality that I'm home. How many of that ever happened to you? Amen. Where were you during that time? Huh? Some of you say, that's the world I live in, brother. Brand Center's right up the road there. All right, let us start, okay? Let us start. We're starting, okay? Let us start. Matthew 7, 15 to 20, so it's to be 15 to 20, and Matthew 12, 32 to 33, okay, and Matthew 24, 24 are all talking about twins. The tree of life is the message of the hour. There is really only one tree. That's the tree of life. And to pervert the tree of life is death. And then becomes the tree of death. God does not create anything hybrid. If you go back in your Bible, you'd say, and God created every tree that was good, for that was pleasant and good for food.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Well, then if God created every tree that is pleasant and good for food, how come he created the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is not good and not pleasant? Go back and look at it. You see, the keys are given in the message. He said, what is death? It's the perversion of life.
Amen.
Well, if it's not going to be, if this is life, what comes first? Not the righteousness comes first? Well, wouldn't life come forth first and then perversion? So to pervert the tree of life or the message of the hour is the tree of death. So the tree of life represents, the tree of life, the tree represents the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Isn't that not life?
Amen.
The tree of life is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. How do you get life? Through the baptism. How do you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost? After you hear the word of truth, Ephesians 1:13. After you hear the word of truth, what is the word of truth? The message of the hour. You are sealed with what? The Holy Spirit of promise. So once a message comes, what follows it? The tree of death.
Yes.
Twins. Yes. Alright? So you have the tree of life, which is the message of the hour. Now, it says after you hear the word of truth. Now, faith cometh by hearing. And how can you hear without a preacher?
Amen.
So you have now the tree of life represents the message. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. It has to be preached to you. So that represents a man. A man who is born again. A man who has life.
Amen.
You see? So the man has to be born again. And if he's born again, he is going to pass on life through the baptism of the Ghost. Because he is not going to pervert it because he's got a seed. And a seed cannot practice sin. But in this tree, in this, so the message coming prepares a place and places you in the midst of that place, and that is called Eden. So message churches are Edens.
Yeah.
We have been called out and placed in this church, which is an Eden.
Yeah.
Right? And there is a man there with a message representing the tree of life, and his teaching represent the fruits that you're reaching out and getting.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Everything outside of a message world community, message this message is, considered to be outside of Eden because the garden was a place in Eden.
Yes. Amen.
And he prepared it with COD. And he prepared it with cherubims, like guards, like deacons, you know, on the four doors and the entrance. I can't hear you. We get this? So the message, so take this church represents Eden. Now this, I represent a tree. And this tree has to bring forth fruit, which is its teaching. And then if the teaching, if the tree is good, it will bring forth good doctrine. But if the tree is corrupt, it cannot.
Amen.
So you are in the same place Adam and Eve was in the garden.
Yes, sir.
And as long as you stay with someone who has life, you're going to get the fruit and the teaching on a continuous basis because it's the same source. Is that right? And every once in a while, God is going to test you. Somebody is going to creep in this pulpit. Somehow they're going to come here on a pretense and of either because they ask us to come. If somebody asks us to come and preach, we don't turn them down. Unless I know something. We don't do that. It has to be a reason, a purpose. Like Brother Bam said, I don't put anybody in my pulpit unless they're proven. Well, if I don't know something, I'll put them on there. Let them hear. We'll only know by hearing. We can't judge if we don't hear and see and know. We put them on there. All right? If somebody doesn't know what we believe and, you know, we'll put them on here because we want to make a relationship. We want to start something we can share. Is that how that's how that will work? But if I already know you're sealed, signed, delivered, and against us and against these truths, you forget it. You're from another tree, brother. Amen. I don't have to be politically nice. I don't want out there to say, Brother Tony's a nice guy. He's a nice man. He's a real... Politicians are schemers. Amen. Amen. And my face show it. I can't help it. It's just one of those Indian kind of face you can't get away from. Don't have time for it, friends. Don't have time for it. Like my brother and then Brother Andy and Sister Jillian said, when I go out to eat and I order my meal, if that thing don't come the way that I think it should come, you should see my face. I don't play with my food either. I'm telling you. Then they said the entire dinner is corrupt. It's messed up. Do you see this pipe? Then the only way that you can get corrupt fruit from this is if a ministry enters in, like Brother Bam said, they come over. And another ministry comes, and he now begins to sow, take from the message, and add his own ideas because he's unconverted. You understand? He's got another seed. And if he's got another seed, his seed is going to show itself in his teaching or his doctrine or his understanding. Right? And if he wanders away, if he wanders out of the way of the understanding of the message, then he dwells in the, he's want to bring you in the congregation of the dead. He wants to bring this Eden. He wants to bring death to this Eden. And that is where you, the Eve, is going to say, we tried him that says he's an apostle to set doctrine and found in fear. Who are you trying him by? Don't be afraid. We are trying him by Brother Tony's doctrines. Yes, he said we are trying him by the message. That is what he's bringing to you to message. Yes, amen. I can't hear you. He said, Brother Tony, I didn't realize. Yeah, that's how close it's coming now. Amen. That's how close shepherd and sheep relationship has to be. If you are doctrinally set in order, then somebody is going to have to come and try your faith. And you are going to have to try them and say, hey, wait a minute. Either Brother Tony is not seeing it right, or he's not seeing it right. But we have searched what Brother Tony, you suppose I've already searched this. I found it to be true. So this becomes a standard what you're going to try it by. They tried it by what Paul said. Well, he said, can we try by what Brother Branham said? If you could, you wouldn't need to come to church. Amen. I ask you honestly and truthfully, if there was no church and you had all the books and you were sincere as possible, do you think from the message you could have brought out the clarity of the revelation of the Godhead? You mean you have all the books and the tape, all the material? Well, then how can you judge whether it's right or wrong then unless an apostle has set it in order? Thanks, Brother Bill. Where were you in the last 15 years? You could have been saying that to these people. Are you understand what I'm trying to tell you? This is where you now have to try them. And you're going to try them in what? What you've been taught. And then something is going to show itself. Something is going to show itself. So you are right back in the Garden of Eden again. Amen. This is Eden. This is the place prepared for you. He has given you a tree. And this tree is going to bring forth fruit. And by this fruit you will know. Amen. So let's go back to my notes. And let's look at this and see if we can get this clear. So you have, let's go to Matthew 12 and 32. We're looking at trees, okay? Ain't God good? Where are you going? I'm going to Eden. What are you going to do there? I'm going to eat of the tree of life. Amen. What are you going to eat? Well, there are different kinds of fruit. There are 12 different fruits. I'm going to partake of apostolic doctrines. 12 apostles. 12 sets of fruit. Amen. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son. Okay, let's read the 33rd word. Either, he's talking about himself. You see, he's a minister and a ministry. Either make the tree good. Who's the tree? He is the tree. The tree represents the man, his ministry, and the message.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
The man, the ministry, and the message, you see? And his fruit good, which is his teaching. If you make the tree good, you've got to make the fruit good. Or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit.
Amen.
Oh, ain't God good? It's not how nice and sweet and kind and, you know, how much fruit of the Spirit the priest had and the pastor had. And he's such a nice pastor. I mean, I want to be nice. I mean, I want to be good. I want to be sweet. You know, it's not beyond my reach. I'm getting there. All I cared about is to be converted. That's all I care about. The pretending part, let God sweeten it up. If God wanted everybody sweet, you certainly wouldn't make a Peter. Can you imagine Peter writing the statue of a perfect man? Say, Lord, I could just imagine how can this go through the eye of a needle? Can you imagine Peter writing that? Can you imagine Paul writing 1 Corinthians about love is long suffering, and he has this history with John Mark? You don't you think it affected their conscience? They might have so far to go. So here's what he's trying to tell you. He is a good tree. He's bringing forth good doctrine. Amen. Oh, generation of vipers. How can you, being evil... Not that, just not bad people. That means down to your seed. Right? Speak good things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. The teaching is going to tell what kind of seed is down in there. Right? Okay, let's go back to Matthew 7 one more time. And 15. Let's look at that. 16 verse. I want to make sure we get this clear, that we are right in the midst, right where you talk about the Garden of Eden, we are right here.
Yes. Amen.
The tree in your midst that you come around, that you say is Eden,
yes,
is this man, this gift, this ministry.
Amen.
This is where the message is.
Amen.
This is where the fruit is going on, the teaching is going on, the doctrine is going on.
Amen.
See? All right. You shall know them by their fruit. Okay, now, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. So it means every minister, every good ministry, if it's a ministry of God, it will bring forth good teaching, good doctrine. But if a corrupt tree, a corrupt ministry, a ministry that is not of God, serpent seed we're talking about here, corrupt, you see, now it'll bring forth evil fruit. Now, how would you know the tree? He's telling them, look, even though they dress in wolf clothing, check their fruit, check their teaching, check their doctrine.
Amen.
All right, I think I've made that clear. Let's go to my notes. Go back to my notes and let's press on. Now, a tree of life is a message and or the minister and his ministry. You can get that? The fruit is his teaching, and that teaching takes root and gives birth so they become the children of God. The teaching eventually produces children of God.
Amen.
All right? So it is the teaching or the children of God.
Amen.
The branches is the true ministry, apostolic branch, seven church ages branch, and the restored apostolic branch. So you have seven church age, seven branches, and looking back to Paul, apostolic ministry. Is that right?
Amen.
And then the last branch is apostolic ministry.
Yes. Amen.
Okay? Now, I want you to look at this. So this is the program of, God that he sets up apostles who sets up the teaching, right?
Amen.
And this teaching now is what give birth to ministers,
Amen.
Fivefold ministry,
Amen.
And the fivefold ministry now they take it and they teach it. So that's why every good tree, there are more than one kind of tree. There's the apostolic tree, there's the pastor tree, there's the evangelist tree. You get me?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so you're looking at this here now. So now you're looking at the Antichrist now. We are saying that this is Antichrist. So I have to show you. If it's Antichrist, then it must have the characteristics of the Antichrist. So let's look what the Antichrist is. The Antichrist starts off in 1 John 2:18-19. Let's read it. Little children, it's the last time, as you have heard, Antichrist singular shall come. So the Antichrist singular is called a man of sin. Represents the Pope. He comes in around AD 365-69. Before he comes, it starts off as a deed. Right? The deed is tied to tradition. All right? It dies to traditions. And you make the word of God of no effect with your traditions. So you have traditions, you have creeds or folk tales that comes over. Okay? So you have your deeds, and the deeds moves into doctrine. Right? And if you have doctrine, guess what has to happen? You have to have a man that is going to stand as the example of those doctrines. And who is that? That becomes the apostle.
Amen.
And the apostle now, the man of sin is really the apostle of the church. Because what is the Pope? It's called apostolic succession. One Pope die, they put up another Pope. One Pope die, put up another Pope. But for us, we don't put up another apostle. Apostle is born and appointed by God. And that gift find room for itself.
Amen.
We don't. If an apostle die, we don't say, "Well, we're going to vote another apostle." See, that's what they do. So the Catholic Church has an apostolic. It's perverting the apostolic order and calling it apostolic succession.
Amen.
You get that? So it's a perversion. So they know that the church must run by an apostle, and the apostle is the Pope, and the apostle is the setter of order, and what he teaches becomes the absolute, and that's why he comes infallible. The power of infallibility. Okay? Power of infallibility. And that is why their church is set in order by who? The Pope. The man with the power. Whatever he says, that becomes doctrine. Whereas in the true church, when God appoints an apostle, right, the apostle does set the church in order. He's a setter of order. Doctrine. Teaching. So the apostle is going to be either a true one or a false in a message. So 1963, the coming of the Lord, is true or false? False. You understand? Amen. So in the message now, so here now, if I am a false apostle, I'm the apostle now. So I represent two things. I either represent a man of sin, or I represent a man of righteousness, which is Christ. As a pastor, I represent one out of the two. Right? So here you have the man of sin is who Eve listened to and was deceived. And what did the man of sin do? He took the words that God told and the message that God told them in the garden and added and take away from it. You get it? So I represent the man of sin or the man of righteousness to you. I represent the good tree or the corrupt tree to you. By my fruit, by my teaching, you will tell. And if you eat of this, it either bring you to life, greater enlightenment, greater understanding, or it's going to continue to deceive you on and on and on and on and on. You catch that? We are right in the Garden of Eden again. The tree, there's no excuse anymore. The tree of life again. Right? And when the tree is putting forth its fruit, they say, I don't want that fruit. I don't like that fruit. That fruit is not. You got to be careful now. Because now you have grown up. You've grown up. You know what this ministry represents to you. It represents the tree of life. I can't hear you. And aren't you supposed to eat the word? Where are you getting the word from? Okay? I can preach that here. I can't preach that out there. I said, Brother Tony's magnifying himself. Well, they can stay in that same place. That's God's order. Amen. Otherwise, why would you come to church? Amen. All right. Now, watch carefully now. There shall, even now, that's Antichrist. Even now, there are many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. So there's antichrist plural, right? There's antichrist plural, and this antichrist, they were twins. They went out from us, so then that is twins. Amen. So the twins came out in a mixed multitude. Right, so at one time, 1 John 2:19 tells us it was a mixed multitude, all of them together. But there comes a time where they have to separate themselves to prove that they were not of us. Amen. Yes. Amen. You see, they had to separate themselves. You see, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us because the doctrines would be the same. Amen. They would see the tree of life that God planted. Not what man plant. Amen. Because a minister can go out there not being a minister and he can plant himself. Amen, or the people can plant him is because the people planted the Pope. Yes, they give him his crown. They set him in position. Yes. So sometimes you have a bunch of wayward people saying, hey man, you know, boy, I'll follow you, you know. Yeah. Like maybe the halls might say to Belton, hey, I could follow you. Yay. Why are you not preaching? And David say, well, I can see why you can't preach either. You have two Davids talking to each other. Amen. And then they have a son named David. And he said, well, if these two fellows feel they could do it, I could do it too. Amen. Even though I go live with one or two women, I could do it too. And then some people, you know, they're not into it. They don't know what's going on in church. They say, hey. So they come up with this big old lie on God. God told me to go at Brother Anderson to be his evangelist. That same God told him another lie. God told me to leave now and start my own church with the two biggest taipers at Brother Anderson. God told me, I was praying, brother, not to my God. Yes, sir. That they might be manifest. Amen. If they were all of us, they would have been manifest. You see, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made, that they were not all of us. Now let's see if we could make that clear. Every church could say that same statement. See, so let's work the opposite way. If you were of Hughes, you would have remained with Hughes. If you were Simmons, you will remain with Simmons. Is that right? That is not how it works. You would have if you were of them, you would have remained of them. So the opposite works too. Because if you come from a corrupt tree, amen, you got to come out from among them and be not partakers of their sins. So there is a legal coming out and there's an illegal coming out. One place the Bible is saying they come out of us to show that they were not of us. And another place the Bible says, come out of her.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's get into the heart of this thing here. So this is the identification, is that twins cannot be under the same head. They eventually got to rebel. If they're twins here, they definitely have to rebel. They must, because they can't stay under that word.
Amen.
They've got to fight it.
Amen.
When you see you have murmurs and complainers about doctrines and about this and the mess, and they don't have any word to go with it, that, they're showing signs.
Amen.
They can never be happy under word.
Yeah. Amen,
brother. Amen. The revival can be going on. And they're saying, I'm not going to sit by that man. You know, that man picking his nose. Man, look at all these people behave. And look at their eyes are on the, like Balaam, on the backside of Israel's mistakes and faults.
Amen.
Foolish things have nothing to do with eternal life bothers them. People's mistake and shortcomings bother them. What does that have to do with them? That's the backside of Israel.
Yes.
As long as they're following that pillar of fire revealed word, amen, you press yourself on. See? All right. Everybody okay?
Amen.
All right, let's go to my notes and we want to finish up this. I think you'll enjoy it. I am enjoying it.
Amen.
And so, now Eden is in the midst of the tree of life. So I'm asking you, if there's a tree of life here and fruit is going out and you are here in these boundaries, denomination wouldn't come in and we're not going out, so this must be an Eden to us. Isn't that true? Eden, the tree of life in our midst. The fruit is the doctrine and teaching in your midst. So the Ephesian church here, the prophet said, now, out of this key that we have received of the Lord, there comes another and slightly less wonderful truth. The question now arises in our midst. Does God forsake his own and let them fall into a state of complete deception? On no occasion, for the scripture says that very clearly in Matthew 24 that the elect cannot be deceived. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and show great signs and wonders, inasmuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. What then? The answer is clear before us. There is a true church and a false church. Both of them claiming that their tree is the tree of life. Everyone claiming that their minister is the tree of life. And his doctrine is the doctrine that's going to give them life or give them immortality. Okay? Goes again. Watch here. There is a true vine and a false vine. But of course, that false church vine body will always try to absurd the position of the true church and contend that she and not the elect are the real and authentic. But guess what? Every one of the message churches around here all can agree and get along. Their doctrines are almost the same. We are the oddballs. We are the oddballs. Amen. So, Brother Hugh says he's a message church. I say I'm a message church. Simon said he's a message church. I say I'm a message church. Amen. Well, somebody's lying. I can't hear you.
Amen.
Somebody is lying.
Amen.
Somebody is a false tree. Somebody's fruits, you should be able to tell by their fruit. That's where we are coming. We are coming so close that you are able to judge, regardless whether they say they are message or not, because every one of them take the position that they are.
Amen.
Well, if you take, I take the position, I must prove why it is we are so different.
Amen.
You know them that labor among you. Prove all things.
Amen.
Always try to observe the position of the true church and contend that she and not the elect are the real and authentic. The false will try to kill the true. Now that is spiritually killing their influence now.
Right.
Killing their character, their influence, calling and killing what Green is doing, you know, what Beckett is doing. That's their qualities there. They are a serpent, their doctrine, their Godhead, their oneness Godhead.
Amen.
Their false baptism oneness. is right. And we are contending, why don't you bring it to the light? Let it be judged. You think they will do that? You think they will do that? You think they will stand up there for us to do that? Oh, brother. Amen. It will take a born-again man, humble, to say, brother, let me see where we are wrong. Because I have all these people's soul in my hand. What they're going to do, like I hear one brother said, in Trinidad, now they're listening in. I hear they're listening in. Because one brother called Brother Cyril and told him, he said, now our names are going all over the world. If you don't watch it, they'll be going down there. You got a problem with the doctrine? Why don't you call us and sit down? Why don't you just have a nice minister's meeting and let the thing present it? And if it's wrong, just kill the thing. Amen. Then like the great Gamali said, if it's nothing, you will come not to nothing. But if it's of God, you find yourself fighting against God. Amen. But they're not even wise enough as teachers to even say that. Because they can't, they don't know, but they don't want you to let, they don't want anybody to let them, to let anybody know they don't know. It's like Godhead. They're all whistling through the graveyard. They can be 50 years in a mess and nobody preaches it to their people. Right. After it's so simple. You could just come in the message tomorrow. Give you a church age book. After all, you understand one God. That's how simple it is for them. Again, oh, my friends are listening here. I call them spotty. Black and white. They can eat from both. The crow can eat from both the white and the black. Yeah, spotty. Spotties are listening. But they wouldn't repent. Mm-mm. They're waiting for to get a little open door. And say, you believe that? We didn't know you believed that. We believe that all the time. I'm waiting for Trinidad to come out with that. George and these different ones. I hear they're listening in now. Oh, we didn't know you believed that. Yeah, that's the thing that you call Jehovah Witness doctrine, you spiritual idiot. Men who want other men to think they're great. You don't have to do that. Your own gift will prove it. Your gift is make room for yourself, not your doing it. A false will try to kill the true. That is how it was in the book of Acts. That is how it set forth in the seven church ages. And that's how it is declared in the various epistles. That is how it has been. That is how it is. Now, who's trying to kill us? Denomination? That is how it will be. It can't change. I can't hear you. So if it can't change, how come you all want to love one another? Who's the one who's promoting? Oh, let's all get together. Where's this class going to be then? You don't believe all the world? This woman that they have, that believe the sign have, they pick this woman. You know, Brabham said the woman is the most deceiving. I know, she's just crying full of tears. She's been in the message for over 35 years. She was brought up. She's just crying. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to play that for you. Yeah, I'm going to have to play that for you to show you how manipulating and emotionally manipulative a woman can be with her emotions. 35 years in a message. She said, when I was in the message, I always wondered why we cannot love everybody. She said, the message doesn't seem that we can love everybody. There's always criticizing. And she says, one in a million, they believe they're the elitists. I guess you'll have to see. I'm talking about Jesus, who said, you have your father, the devil. Amen. You have no part with me. Hypocrites. She would find fault with him. Amen. Oh, brother, you should see that woman. The serpent's tool. I got to play that for you. I'm going to play that for you sometime. And if you all take a hand, you're going to cry, I'm going to get a deacon to whip each one of you. Satan's tool, Brother Branham calls them. My goodness. You got to see that. I just really have to play that for you. Now, let us be very careful that we are not confused at this point. Thus, we will seek the word to validate this claim. Let us go back to the book of the beginning, Genesis, in the Garden of Eden. Were how many trees? One was good and one was? He's taken us back to the true vines, right? And the Garden of Eden were two trees. One was good, one was evil. One produced life, the other one produced wet. Now, I'm asking you, what? How does death come? Is it not by adding and taking away? It is not by corrupting the tree of life? Then what happened? There was a true message and two ministers, Adam and the serpent. And the serpent took the message, perverted, and that's how it became the tree of death. So the serpent carried death to the woman. So death starts off with a ministry, with a man and a message. One tree, and then it becomes either this man represents the tree of life or this man represents the tree of death.
Amen.
Unless you want God to create a hybrid tree. You think God planted a tree that had both good and evil? See, God planted a hybrid tree? Are you sure?
Amen.
Thus we will seek the word to validate this claim. Let's go back, you see. Other one, death. There were two children who originally offered sacrifices from God. Where did the two children come from? Adam and the serpent. Passing on seed.
Amen.
Right? Okay. There were two children originally offered sacrifice. Let's go and repeat. Both offered sacrifices to God. And in the process of time, it came to pass that they brought fruit. The fruit of the ground and the offering Abel also brought forth the firstlings and so forth. But Cain and not his offering had no respect. But Cain was evil, being of his father, the wicked one, while Abel was righteous before the Lord. Again, there were two children from the flesh of the same parents. They were twins, Isaac and Rebekah. One of them was the elect of God, the other one was a reprobate. One worshipped God. In every single case, there was a worship of God involved. In every case, the evil hated the righteous and persecuted the righteous. So where's all persecution coming from? In every case. In some cases, the evil destroyed the righteous. But notice, they were planted together. They lived together. They both made claims on God and worshiped God. You shall know them by their fruit. All right. So here's where the two trees come from. Their teaching becomes children. Do you understand that? Because that's how you get the Holy Ghost. All right. Go on up. We have a little bit of work to do here. Any questions? Good. Let's go. Now notice, identified by their doctrine, their teaching, that these are twins. Cain, who took the mark of the beast, is identified. Notice, but it is what they produce that tells you the difference. By their fruit, Jesus said, you shall know them. What does a man gather? Grapes off of a thistle, even though the thistle be right in the grapevine. That could be possible, but the fruit will tell it. What is the fruit? The word, the fruit of the season. That's what it is. They are teaching. The teaching of what? The teaching of the season. What is it? Man's doctrine, denominational doctrine, but of God's word for the season. Now you have two trees. You have two vines in Genesis. There's one true message by God himself. The message was the tree of life. Mixed multitude means different species. So you had Eve. You had Adam. You had the serpent. Right? Okay. So you had mixed multitude in the garden.
Yeah.
All right? So you have Adam, who's a type of the elect, cannot be deceived. Types also the true church, brings life. Types a prophet. Types Christ, the first Adam, right? He types God. He types the pastor of the church. He sowed the seed to save the woman in childbearing. Adam planted that in Eve so God wouldn't destroy her. A type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I can't hear you.
Amen.
Right? Eve is a type of the foolish virgin. She's also a type of the church.
Amen.
She produces twins.
Amen.
She brings death ministry and ministers of deception and corrupts. She also types ministry. Remember, Eve just don't make her a woman. She also types ministry. You say, how can she type ministry? Because she is the one who brings forth doctrine and corrupt the world.
Amen.
With her cup of
Amen.
Abominations.
Amen.
So she's represented as a church with ministry. There's a serpent And then the serpent seed, the false teaching, and then there's Satan. Satan, fallen angel that fell and anointed the serpent. So you have Satan, a fallen angel. You have the serpent, also a fallen earthly angel. So you have two fallen angels here. You have a heavenly angel that fallen, Lucifer, and the serpent, a fallen angel, earthly. He brings doctrine from where? The bottomless pit that has no foundation in the word. Brings doctrine and deceive the serpent, a false apostle teacher. So the serpent represents a false apostolic teacher, a false prophet, a false ministry, preaching as an angel of light to Eve. Do you see in the Garden of Eden how these scriptures are beginning to unfold themselves? All right, so then what is he wanting to produce? A Satan's Eden. Right? What is a Satan's Eden? A place where a people come to that tree for those doctrine to produce that kind of life.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. Now, what is he using? He is not using faith or revelation. He is using intellect.
Amen.
So that's a scientific gospel. Twins use a scientific gospel because it's a gospel that uses investigation and it uses the study of words. It uses the study of investigating and lining up an order.
Amen.
God don't work like that. God works by revelation.
Amen.
You can line up something and say, the Bible said, for God so loved the world, and if you could preach that, that would be an intellectual gospel. The world that God loved is a God loved the world of the elect, because he said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate.
Amen.
That's an intellectual gospel. So anything that you preach from this message, you can preach this message, and if you're not converted, it's an intellectual, scientific gospel.
Amen.
Have you, any of you, been under a scientific preacher? Scientific gospel?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were. You just didn't know it.
Amen, brother.
You think science is something stiff and redundant? No, it's not. So by the knowledge of looking at the quote, studying the quote, getting your own human idea what the quotes mean, Jesus is God and all of these other things, you preach the message. That's a scientific gospel. That's an intellectual gospel because there's no conversion.
Amen.
Eve typed the fool. Okay. So now, there is Satan, the fallen angel. The serpent also is a fallen earthly angel. It brings doctrine, deceive the serpent, a false apostle teacher, a false prophet, a false minister appearing as an angel of light. Now I want you to notice another thing. The serpent was not made to handle the word.
Amen.
So he's a false apostle. Right. God didn't send him to carry word.
Amen.
And that is what happens when you have men who are in the wrong position that are not qualified,
right,
who wants to preach, wants to pastor, they have no gift, they have no ability. What are they then? They're in the same position as the serpent. He stepped into an office that he was not called or qualified for.
Amen.
I could say something here. I wonder if I should do it. He was under the Jezebel anointing. Because Jezebel is a woman who always acts outside of her position.
Amen.
Where she becomes the boss, where she's supposed to be the body.
Right.
Is that right? So he now, who's supposed to be under Adam and under Eve, he is a servant, now wants to plant seed.
Yes, sir. Amen.
False ministry appearing as an angel of light, an imposter, impersonator, comes after the true message is given. You see all of that in Genesis? Doctrine from the bottomless pit. A lie, a perversion of the truth, a message of the day. You see, so the serpent seed teaching of Matthew 24:24 deceived the Eve, the foolish virgin, but not Adam, the true church, cannot be deceived.
Amen.
All right? Notice now, two spirits leaving from there. Watch how it's dominated the world. Here it comes out in Genesis. Watch now. Watch the world order. Watch everything as it comes through Genesis. It comes up through the process. And now it's gone up there and blooming out in the sea to produce the same thing which was in Genesis. Here's the false vine. Here's the true vine. And they both grow side by side. I'm going to skip this because I don't need it. This going up. Going up. All right, let us look at this. Antichrist scriptures, let's look at it. Apostolic succession versus apostolic order. Now, let me give you an example of apostolic succession in the message. Let's say a man pastors a church. Let's say myself. I'm just going to use myself. A pastor in a church, okay? And now as a pastor in a church, let's say the church cultivates and the church becomes strong and a well-developed church. Now, you're thinking, well, if he dies, what's going to happen to the church? Well, a lot of people who have done this in the message, next thing they look for their children, their sons. That's happening in Durban, happens a lot of time. Man built up his church, and guess who's going to inherit the church? His son. Right? Like, I bring up this church, so what I say? That Brother Andy is my brother. So what, automatically now, Brother Andy becomes the pastor. What is it? That is the same spirit of apostolic succession. Amen. If the apostle is in the church, he will spot a gift. He will groom that gift who has a calling to pastor, because evangelists and these different gifts are all different people. Right? Then you'll mold that gift and see if the people are happy with that gift. Show that gift before the people. And then that gift, when it begins to affect the people, and people are going to see this man sacrifices for the church, sacrifices his doctrine, he's obedient to his pastor, he's right under him, teaching what he's teaching, studying what he's studying, doing what he's doing, right there, a real strong helper, a right hand, as you would call it, like Timothy, Paul's right hand. He know them that labor. Remember, I used those scriptures about Timothy. He's a son to me in the gospel. He's my right hand, right? He's like-minded. There's no other person like-minded. He had many people. He said, but there's nobody like-minded like him concerning the care of the church. Amen. Right? Then he raises up and molds that man, and he said, look, I feel this is a good match. And then the church votes. Amen. You understand? But apostolic succession is right in there where the father hands it to the son, or he hands it to the son-in-law, or he hands it to this one, hands it to that one. Amen. That is not God's program. The church is not a family business. Amen. It is God's family business. Amen. Apostolic succession versus apostolic order. The man of sin versus the man of righteousness. Cain versus Abel. Two trees, two spirits, life and death, two ministries, two fruits, two teachings, two Edens. Two churches. If this is the Eden of God with the tree of life, it's either we are, or Green is, or Shem is, or Simmons is, or, but we all cannot be, because we have different teachings. Amen. Different gods altogether. You get it? All right, so it says, prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. No, prove is the pastor test. In the Greek, it means dokimozo. It means to examine, to prove, to discern, to test, to examine, to prove, to scrutinize, to see whether a thing is genuine. If you say you are Eden, and this is the tree of life and you're missing fruit, you prove it. Scrutinize where you say, if this is false tree, if this is a false vine, if this is a deceiver, if this is a twin, prove it. I'm not supposed, if I just say it doesn't make it so, look at the characteristics and prove it. Amen. So he says, prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Right? So it means to see whether a thing is genuine or not, as metals, to recognize as genuine after examination. Well, nobody examines any churches. Amen. Amen. By calling the truth error, you already prove who you are. Amen. Fighting the true ministry, you already prove who you are. Amen. All right? Hear what it says. That's right, brother. I'm an old-fashioned preacher that believes this, that a man's got to be proved before he walks behind my pulpit. Right? And you see the corruption that we're in? We see how every imagination of man, he gets out there and the devil makes smart preachers stand in the pulpit and let people get by with it. The other day a person said, I wouldn't have you in my pulpit. You make my woman go crazy. No, they're already that way. It'll bring them to their right mind. Like Beckett. Oh, you confuse the people, Brother Tony. They're already confused by you and your oneness gospel. What can I do? And we beseech you, brethren, to know them, I carefully, to know them that labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. I want you to notice. I want you to know them by their fruit. Then he said, I want you to know them that labor among you. In other words, two things. I want you to know them. And the only way to know them is by their teaching, their doctrine, or their understanding. Then it comes back and says, I want you to know, to know them which labor among you. I want you to know the man who preaches these things. I want you to know the man that is in your message world, whether or not they can come to your Eden or not.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen,
if you don't know, you might let the serpent in.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to know them that labor among you. And how can I know them? Anybody know? Anybody who doesn't? About 5 years ago, before I start on this line of direction, so aggressive. You were in a mess and never met a twin. And in the Bible, the twins always know each other. And you have been here 25, 30 years and can tell me, I never met a twin. Huh? Isn't that right? You never met a corrupt tree in the message. In fact, you never even was under any false doctrine. Was any of you under false doctrine? Nobody was, and none of you was under false doctrine. You just came out because you wanted a refreshment. If you have under false doctrine, you're under a corrupt tree. But yet none of you knew it was a corrupt tree. You won't want to call it that. You wouldn't want. But the Bible said, prove all things and know them that labor among you.
Amen.
Well, how can I know them and not call their name?
Amen.
Know them, but don't say anything about it. Know them, but don't preach. Don't preach them. Don't preach and say what they're doing. Isn't that what you want? It's easier on the spirit. Amen. I want you to know them and I want you to be able to overcome them and I want you to be able to say, I know them by their fruits, by their doctrine. How? I proved it. I prove all things.
Amen.
So know them that labor among you. Right? Know them that labor among you. And know, you'll know them by their teaching. So if I want to know them that labor among them, I need to know what they teach. There are two things. You'll know them by their fruits. All right. Okay. Know them that labor among you. Antichrist is to kill the minister and the true revelation. So invasion of the United States, the prophet says, do you see how religious the devil is? The devil is not anti-great big thing like communism or all against Christianity. That's not. That's just all of the devil, sure. But it's not the Antichrist. The Antichrist is very religious. Very religious. It's a religious spirit that crucified Jesus. So Antichrists are a murdering spirit.
Amen.
They persecute you. They scoff. Is that right?
Amen.
And they force the others to be ashamed.
Amen.
Right? Okay. I'm going to put boycott there in a minute. They boycott, but the most of them, they persecute and they kill influence.
Amen.
Of the true what? Celebrities of heaven.
Amen.
Brabham said, you are the celebrities of heaven.
Amen.
Is that right? They speak evil against dignitaries. They persecute, they scoff, they speak dignitaries of evil. Alright? Now, you would say to him, what did Jesus do? Well, remember, if you are right, and you stand for what you believe, regardless of what everybody say, nobody could say you're stubborn. When if it's true, they say you're steadfast.
Amen.
You're grounded, you're settled, you're rooted. But if you're wrong, oh my goodness. If you speak evil of the truth and kill the influence of the ones who are preaching the truth, you're Antichrist.
Amen.
But if you're like Jesus and Brother Branham and exposing them and what they're doing, calling them hawk and chicken and snake in the grass, then that is not killing the influence, that's exposing the devil. The same line. The same line. Only matters whether it's right or wrong. It's always been a religious world, a religious people that crucifies. It's the religious people that's against the true Christ. You notice that word? The true Christ. Amen. It was the religious people, prophets, that's against Micaiah. It's the religious people of the day that's against the message of God. Now we see the uniting time coming. Watch. Then the church has united itself against the message. And when it does, the nations are uniting themselves against communism to destroy the church again. You see, the nations are uniting themselves in communism. Notice how many nations have gone back to Russia? To destroy the church again. You see how Putin is rising in power?
Amen.
Amen. What? To destroy the church world. Or the Christian nations, as we call it. All right, handwriting on the wall. I want you to notice the beginning of the Gentiles when God dealt with them, the haughty in their heart, and forced every man to worship. Amen. So it's a fall, false. The boycott is really a pressure to force people to worship according to the group revelation. Do you understand that? Why did they cut Brother Shem out and cut all these? Cut off all the doors where these truths can go in Guyana and Suriname and wherever they want to call. Why are they doing it? They want to cut us off to force us to come back to preach what they believe.
Amen.
See? If you don't preach what we preach, we'll show you. We've got power. We'll cut you off. You'll have to come back to us. You'll die right there.
Amen.
See? So it's a false worship. The Gentile came in, but it's going to go out that way. And the Gentile age was issued in that. It will go out that same way. The same way, a boycott of the mark of the beast that will force people to worship images and do things like that. Well, is Baal worship image worship?
Yes.
Is it creation worship?
Yes.
Then they will force you to preach their oneness in the message concept.
Amen.
You see, they'll boycott you. They'll cut you off. See, it's a false worship. And when you cut out a ministry, you're cutting out their financial blessing also.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Because they live off the tithing of the tithing.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
They live off the tithing of the... So they can't buy and sell. In other words, you can't buy and sell in our community, in our church group where we have the same influence.
Amen.
I can't hear you people. I want you to start thinking now.
Amen.
How do you know a spirit? By its characteristics.
Amen.
God is only known by his character. Antichrist has characteristics. And you've got to know it and see it and recognize it. Otherwise, you've got to think it's the World Council of Churches. No message church is going there.
Amen.
They're going to take the mark of the beast right here. And it's taking it right here now.
Amen.
By their attitude towards against these truths.
That's right. Amen.
They're sealing their eternal destination with their attitude towards these truths. Okay, now. And do things that's been taught that was contrary to the word of God. Which Abraham said, oneness is contrary. You see, they want you to worship the image of a man. Right now, who changed the truth of God into a lie? Which is a message of how they changed into a lie. And worship and serve the creature more than the creator. That's Baal worship. That's what started. They wanted, Nebuchadnezzar wanted him to worship a holy man who is a creation. They want you to worship the Son of God, Jesus, who was a beginning. So that's why Brother Bill is warning you here. The third angel in Revelation 14 and 9 is Brother Bill.
Amen.
Right? That's the third angel. And he said, do not, if any man worship the beast, his image, receive his mark in his forehead or his hand. The third angel here is Brother Bill. The worship of the beast and the image of the beast is to worship a Trinity Jesus or a oneness Jesus, which is another Jesus.
Amen.
There is a Trinity gospel and a oneness gospel, which is called another gospel. There's a Trinity baptism and a oneness baptism, which produces another spirit, which is a false birth, and mark of the beast, and don't know it. A mark in the head and the hand, in the head means knowledge and revelation, and their deed is their religious service and work, who they support. All right? So I don't know who's supporting the ones who are fighting us, but that's what their deeds are. It's right there, brother. It's right there. You will be kicked out of some of these days into the denomination like this. It'll come to a time when you'll have to belong to an organization or you can't worship. Well, at a time you have to belong to the this group and the that group, whoever is believing that. That's the only way you get these truths in. As you know, the scripture says, they'll just make fun of you. So here they're scoffers. There'll be a time where there'll be a boycott. Here's a boycott. For the mark of the beast must come. Notice the characteristics. God is only known by his characteristics, and Satan is only known by his characteristics. Amen. Are these characteristics something we are making up, or is it the things that we are seeing amongst us now? And on this NRA thing, I said, that's not a mark of the beast. Certainly it's not. It's a religious boycott. Now I ask you, have you felt a religious boycott around here? And everywhere that this message or this Godhead or this truth, it's a boycott.
Amen.
Mark it in the hand or the head. Watch carefully, the prophet says. Now we see what the mark of the beast is. It's a mark of apostasy. Anybody know what apostasy is? It is a person who is just thinks, well, I belong to church. I'm just as good as the next fellow. I'm not. I'm belonging to this. The Bible said, he that worship the beast receives his mark, the letter on his letter of his name. Now watch. In his forehead or hand. That's knowledge or deed.
Amen.
Now you watch him and see what he knows about the scripture. Listen to him and see where he goes. You see, it's his understanding. His knowledge is understanding. If any man don't have this doctrine, there is no light in him. The Bible said, see, apostasy from the Greek word apostasia means a defiance of an established system, order, or authority, a rebellion, an abandonment of truth, or a breach of faith. There are two main types of apostasy. Two main types are falling away from key true doctrines of the Bible, either into misplace or dislocate and misinterpret teachings that proclaim to be the real doctrine. And two, a complete renunciation of falling away. That is what Jeff Jenkins do, the Collins boy do, this Jennifer, whatever her name is. They fall away from the message completely. So there's that complete apostasy, which results in full abandonment of the messenger and the message. Now, we're looking to look at the seal of God. We're looking at them in the message who are taking the mark of the beast. Right in our midst, right in our people that we know. Well, listen carefully. That seals them away in the kingdom of God then. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. In the last days, there will be two classes of people. Them that has the seal and others will have the mark of the beast. That's right. So the seal of God is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The seal of God is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Anybody want to know what the mark of the beast is? The seal of God is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 4:30, the seal of God. So the seal of God is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Without the seal of God, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, confederation of apostasy is the mark of the beast. That's just say the Lord. See what I mean? But these religious teachers are trying to put it on communism when they don't realize it's working right out their own midst. They'll be blind leaders of the blind. So, and that is a confederation. Blind following, leading the? Okay, so you have blind preachers who have certain authority leading other blind preachers that are leading all these people. Right? There'll be blind leaders. You see, he said he will have eyes and can't see. Do you in your tradition? So here that's the creed that comes into a doctrine, then it comes into men that became blind. Commandments, making the commandments of God non effect. And remember that he found out one mistake, that the mark of beast is a mark of apostasy. That is, church members hanging in your own church instead of walking in the light. Well, I go to Brother Hughes, I go to this one, I go to Brother Tony, you better walk in the light.
Amen.
See? They reject light and there's nothing left for them. Now I want to tell you, do you believe your gospel is light?
Yes.
Denomination doesn't have any idea about this light. So the only people who can reject the light is the twins.
Amen.
That's what Cain did when he went to talk to Abel. He rejected the light.
Amen.
All right, follow again now. Well, son, we need to go. I already read all of this. Yeah, Mary's belief. All that didn't receive the seal of God got the mark of the beast. You know what the mark of the beast is to reject the seal of God. So the mark of the beast is to reject the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, Alexa, how do you get the Holy Ghost? Ephesians 1:13. After you hear the word of truth. How do you hear the word of truth? Through a preacher. It must be a man born again. So you get a man born again, He preaches the word. After you hear it, then you get a baptism of the Holy Ghost. So how do you reject the baptism? When you reject the man who's born again, who brings the true doctrine, the true teaching, by rejecting a man and a true minister and a true doctrine, the true minister and the true minister, that is the rejection of the Holy Spirit. So who is the one who's rejecting it? It's the twins among us. Amen. To reject the baptism of the Holy Ghost is to reject someone with life bringing the doctrines. All that didn't receive the seal of God had the mark of the beast. There's only two classes of the earth. One's got the mark of the beast, the other one's got the mark of the devil. All that didn't receive the mark of the beast had the mark. That's what the scripture. You are forced to make a decision. Listen carefully. So you are forced to make a decision. And let me grind it into you, not to be rude. But let me tell you the truth and warn you. Man's got to do something about it. It's you. It's yours. It's forced on you. You must make a decision. That's what they're trying to do. They're forcing these other churches not to let Brother Cyril, not to let these truths in. Because why? Amen. Why are they doing it? Because that's the spirit of Antichrist. You see? All right. Now, the seal of God is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and the mark of the Antichrist is to what? Deny the Godhead, deny the truth. All right. I saw you got plenty of these. Let me just leave that, and I want to go to the last set of notes. It's quite short. This is new material. All of this is summary. That was a long 15-minute summary, boy. I'm estimating my time really bad these days. I want you to look and see if it's in the scriptures. I can't make statements about these men in ministry without proof. I can't run my mouth out like that. Without proof, without proving all things, without knowing them that labor among us. That will just be somebody with a bad spirit to do that. If it is true, then God has to be giving us the inspiration and proving it to us. Right? Now follow. Apostolic succession versus apostolic order. Do you see the difference? Man of sin versus the man of righteousness. That's the pastors in the man in the pulpit. Right? You're two trees. Two spirits. Life and death. Two ministries. Two fruits. Two teachings. Two Edens. Two churches. Right? So if this is the Eden of God with the tree of life and the fruit, guess what is the twin message church called? Satan's Eden. Deceived. Okay. And now I say to you, refrain from these men. Let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. Lest haply be found even to fight against God. So if we are true, if our Godhead is true, if the doctrine is true, the baptism is true, and you find Green and Sherman, Beckett and all these men fighting it, if this is true, they're fighting against God. And they don't even know it. The Bible says there'll come a time when they'll kill you thinking they're doing God a service. That's on those men. They've been trying to kill it for the last 20 years. Amen. Praise God, we're still here. And now it's going around the world. Now, this is new territory. So let's look at it. Can God raise up just a little something different? Can God raise up just a little something different and altogether we denounce it? Instead of search the scripture to see if it's right or not, we just quickly throw it away. There's nothing to it. We ought to search out these things. Find out whether they're right or not. And remember, if they're not right, then they'll finally die. For Jesus said, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. But I think it was Gamaliel that made that great statement that time. If it be of God, we wouldn't want to be found fighting against God. And if it's not of God, it will come to naught anyway. So Paul had the teaching of Gamaliel, and Gamaliel was a great man who made the choice, being a scholar himself. And when all of this carrying on started in the early church, he said, let not put our hands on that, brethren. If it is not of God, it will come to naught. Anyhow, but if it is of God, we fight against it. We'll find ourselves fighting against God. See, he had some good teaching. If it's Satan running out a counterfeit to upset the minds and the faith of the people before the thing actually happens, that's all. Didn't Gamaliel say the same thing to the Jews that day? Wasn't there a man raised up and professed this and took 400 in the wilderness and they perished? You see, every branch that my heavenly Father has not planted, Jesus said, will be rooted up. Gamaliel, let them alone. If it be not of God, it won't come to naught. But if it be of God, amen, will find ourselves fighting. You will be found fighting against God. The man used wisdom. There was a teacher. How many takes the tapes? Did you get my sermon not long ago, Anointed One in the Last Days? Did you believe that? Yes. There will be Antichrist. Antichrist plural, see? Would almost deceive the very elect if possible. Can it? Can it through, though? It can't because it's impossible, the elect. But he said the Anointed One. See, Christ means anointed. But these were anti. They were anointed with Antichrist in their teaching. So we need to know. You prove all things by watching their teaching, watching their doctrine. Second thing, Antichrist scripture. Listen to it. Little children, as the last time, as ye have heard, Antichrist shall come. We did that, right? Even now there are many Antichrists. Now, while there is still the message and apostles on the earth back then, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from, proved that they are twins. They were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have. And if you continue with someone, it's because you both walk in an agreement. Amen. Well, we don't walk in agreement with anyone, and they don't walk in agreement here with us. Right? But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Now, somebody says, Brother Branham is a oneness. No, sir, I'm not a oneness. I do not believe that Jesus could be his own father. I believe that Jesus had a father, and that was God. Now, listen carefully. Who is a liar? But he that denied Jesus is the Christ. He is what? He's Antichrist. Now, to be Christ, you have to have the Son of God, Jesus. And you have to have the anointing, which is the Holy Ghost, or the Father, or Jesus, Jehovah. You have to have. So to have Christ, Jesus is the Christ, you need Father and Son. Amen. Now here's what it's telling me. Brother Branham is making it clear. I am not a oneness. I do not believe Jesus could be his own father. So Jesus could not anoint himself. Amen. I can't. The Bible said he was anointed of the Holy Spirit. But if you make this Jesus one like the Message Church, like Green and Beckett and all of them, then what do you do? You see, you become a liar. And not only a liar, here's what the scripture says. Who is a liar but he that denied Jesus Christ? He is Antichrist that denied Father and Son. So when you deny Father and Son, that they're both the same person, just in different roles, that's Antichrist. Shem is Antichrist. Beckett, Green, Maxie, that's Antichrist. I am proving all things. If they believe it, why are they fighting it? Amen. Amen. If Hughes believed this, why is he fighting us? Simmons believed it, why is he fighting us? Or fighting this? He that denied the Father and the Son, whosoever denied the Son, save have not the Father. And he that acknowledged the Son had Father also. So here now you see identification of Antichrist and liars among us. Why are they liars? They are not saying what our Paul said. Our Paul is Brother Bill. And he said Jesus is not his own father. You get it? Antichrist. Let's go again. Look, when he was here on earth, how many know that was the pillar of fire that followed the children of Israel in the wilderness? That it was Christ. You see who that is? There is the Christ, amen, that has Father and Son, and then there's Christ, the anointing. You can't make the anointing and the anointed the same. Amen. Anointed is always the veil. It's always a man, always flesh, or an angel. It's some being, and he is God himself. The Father. Sorry about my handwriting. I just want to put it up there. Do you get that, friends? Christ, the angel of the coming. That's right. How many know that that was Jesus and Jesus? That same spirit. Well, this is the spirit. This is the body. All right. Now, with that being said, let's look and see who's Antichrist. Simple scriptures with our revelation in hand. Note, Jesus Christ, the Word, the Father, God, is come in flesh. If we read the scripture here, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in flesh is not of God. Every fear that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in flesh. Now, which Jesus Christ are we talking about is come in flesh? Or Jesus Christ has come in flesh. Then the Bible said in John 1:14 that the Word was made flesh. And isn't the Word God? Isn't 1 Timothy 3:16 said, great is the mystery of God. For God, who is called the Word sometime, was manifest in flesh. Isn't this God named Jesus Christ? Isn't the Word Jesus Christ? Huh? So they've got this one, since you only have one, right? This son is made, is flesh, because a son is supposed to be a flesh. He's a man. Amen. The mystery is God becoming flesh. Amen. I can't hear you. Amen. So, every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in flesh, this is that spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore we have heard that it should come. So I'm asking a question. Which Jesus Christ? He said this is Jesus. In Jesus. Now, which Jesus Christ is coming with? Every spirit that does not. You see, he's talking about Gnosticism here. Gnosticism believe that God is too holy and that he cannot become man. He's a certain agent. But here, John is working against Gnosticism. And he's trying to tell you, God, the great creator, became flesh. And if you don't, and if you take this one and make him the creator and make him flesh, amen, you're antichrist. You don't know your God. You're just magnifying the creation above the creator. Amen. The mystery is not the Son of God become flesh. The mystery is God, the creator, became your redeemer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Every spirit that confesses not Jesus Christ has come in flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of what? This is that spirit of what? Well, oneness is antichrist. To deny Father and Son is antichrist. So this will be antichrist too.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes,
sir. So Jesus Christ is the Father, is come in flesh in his Son. So that's Father and Son right there. Because if you deny Father and Son, it's antichrist. So when you say, every spirit that confesses not that God is come in the flesh of his Son, the flesh is the Son of God. The flesh is not something dead. The flesh is the Son of God. The flesh is a man.
Amen.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Amen.
That cannot break the scripture of the Word becoming flesh. And great is the mystery, for God was manifest in the flesh. You cannot break those scriptures.
Amen.
For God was in Christ reconciling in the world. God was in flesh reconciling the world to himself.
Amen.
So another word of saying the Son is flesh.
Yeah. Amen.
Is that antichrist? 1 John 4:4. Ye of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore the world speak and the world heareth them. The world hear them, but we know who Jesus Christ is come in flesh. They don't know. Now, you got to know God when he's revealed. And he's revealed through the mystery of Father and Son. And this is eternal life, that they might know the only true God and the Son of God whom he has sent. This is Father, the only true God, the Father, and his Son, Jesus Christ, whom God has sent. Ye are of God, he that knoweth God. In other words, if you know the mystery of the Father and Son, you will hear us. If you know the mystery of the Father, if you don't know the mystery of the Father and Son, you will make him one like your finger, you will hear Hughes and Green and Beckett and these different men. I'm saying it like that for them to hear and defend the doctrine.
Amen.
Let them hear and defend the doctrine of it.
Amen.
They say this is wrong. They say this is Jehovah's Witness doctrine. They say we have strange doctrine. They say they're trying to convince everybody not to get baptized. That their baptism is perfect. There's nothing wrong with their baptism. Nothing wrong with the way they baptize the people. Oh, it's upsetting them. They're so mad about people getting rebaptized. Can you imagine preachers dictating the conscience of the people, hiding the truth, ashamed of the gospel and the truth, to cover up their own errors?
Amen.
spiritual wickedness in high places, brother. Ye have God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world speaking of them. Now, and this is eternal life, they may know the... So if you know the Father and Son mystery, definitely you have eternal life, because God has to reveal that to you.
Right.
And he's going to reveal it to you through a tree of life. And the fruit of that tree will be the Father and Son, that you might know God.
Yes,
I can't hear you.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
All right. Amen. We are of God. He that knoweth God. Hear it or what? So if they're not hearing us, they don't know God.
Amen.
And as simple as it is, they don't know him.
Amen.
If they would know him, we'll be fellowshipping.
Amen.
They hear it us. And he that is not of God, if he's not of God, because he don't know God.
Amen.
He that knoweth God heareth us. He does not of God hear not us, whereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. They can't stay with us, brother. Amen. I remember Sister Irene, old friend there, Sister Ruby. Act like she knew it all. Who's she hearing? Who did she went to hear? They are of God. Hear at us. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you, if somebody comes to tell you what somebody else hear them say on the tape, you don't have to hear that. Come and talk to us. We'll tell you what's on the tape.
Amen.
We'll tell you. We wouldn't lie. We'll tell you what's on the tape, on the DVD. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of... Well, the spirit of error is the spirit of Antichrist. So close, you'll deceive the very elect. Watch again. Grace be with you. Mercy and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that Father and Son? The Son of the Father in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of my children walking in truth, as ye have received commandments from the Father. Notice carefully. Watch carefully, the seventh verse now. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in flesh. This is deceiver and what? Which Jesus Christ is come in flesh? Which Jesus Christ? They're denying God is come in flesh because they believe that God is too holy. That's Gnosticism. Alright? They don't know. And because the oneness people don't know, they fall in the same trap. Again. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ had not God. He that abideth in doctrine had both Father and Son. Right?
Amen.
If there come any unto you that bring not this doctrine of Father and Son, receive him not in your house. Neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. That's how dangerous the Antichrist is, to deny Father and Son. He is a liar and Antichrist. Now, what do you say about? Now, let's look at this other Jesus Christ confession now. Listen carefully now. Who is the Son of God? Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the... Not God. How can they overcome the world when they believe the Son is the Almighty God, making the creation the Creator? They could never overcome.
Amen.
They are overcome, but they never overcome.
Amen.
Watch John again. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born again. You believe that the Father and Son, the Father anointed the Son and made him the Christ, sent him to be a Savior, you see? And that he is the Son of God. Right? And everyone that loveth him, that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. If you are born again, you can't help them that love also, that he is the Son of God, and we have Almighty God the Father. No, not a member of the Godhead. Now notice, watch Matthew 10. So here, when it says Jesus Christ is the Son of God, it means he has a beginning. And if he has a... So here now, notice, not a member of the Godhead. The Son of God is not a member of the Godhead. Jesus is not a member of the Godhead. Amen. That's a Trinity doctrine. He's one member of the Godhead. That's not true. Or that the Godhead himself is Jesus. Jesus is not the Godhead himself. Godhead was in him, but he is not the Godhead. Jehovah God is the Godhead. Right? So now watch carefully. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, what are they confessing? Him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. So who are they confessing? The Son of God. Amen. Whosoever shall deny me, amen, before men, him also deny before my Father which is in heaven. What are you supposed to confess? Jesus Christ is the Son of God. To be saved, Romans 10 and 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that who? And didn't the Father raise him up? That's what Father and Son had raised him from the dead shall be saved.
Amen.
Follow again. Anything outside of that is Antichrist. Follow again. Scriptures. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God.
Amen.
I can't hear you. Not that he is God, that he is the what? Son of God. God dwelleth in him, and he in God.
Amen.
How can God be dwelling in them when they make the Son the Creator?
Amen.
God cannot be dwelling in them. It cannot be in Shem. It cannot be in Green. It cannot be in Hughes. It cannot be in Simmons. It cannot be in Maxie. It cannot be in Beckett. See, to believe that, and we have the opening of the Word, the unveiling of God, to make the creature greater than the Creator when all sons are beginning.
Amen.
Deceive the message world. Look how many people they deceive. Look how many people Beckett is deceiving with that Godhead gospel.
Wow.
Shem and Green and all of these men.
Wow.
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us, whereby we know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and do testify that the Father what? Send the Son to be the Savior of the world, to reveal the Father as the Savior of the world. He sent the Son to declare himself. That the God of Abraham and of Isaac, of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his Son Jesus. Whom he delivered up and detained, denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Friends, if you can't identify the mark of the beast and them that are of the mark of the beast and who have taken the mark of the beast, can you say God is dwelling in them when the Bible said, he that confesseth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? That means you have to know the difference between the Father and the Son.
Amen.
You have to have, this is, all of these things now are coming to identify who you are and who they are. And this whole message of identification is based upon source. That is all, is the identification of the two trees, that's all, your source. And what you are born of, your characteristics will be just like that. Same attributes. He that is of God, heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Whereby you know the spirit of truth and the spirit. They would not hear us. They don't understand us. Then that's error. They could say the same thing. But let them prove it.
Amen.
Let them prove it. You can't just say words.
Amen.
Amen. Prove it like I am doing. I'm proving their characteristic. I'm proving what doctrine we believe.
Amen.
Amen. That we could walk boldly and be unafraid, unashamed. Just like our father, just like our firstborn big brother. Stand, let us stand. God bless you tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Let's, brother, I don't see brother, brother Cook, you're going to come up. Amen. God bless you. Have brother Andy close in prayer tonight. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. God cause his face to shine upon you and give you much grace. Is our prayer.
If I was listening out there, I would have put my service on the day they have service.
What did you go say?
You know, there's so much beatings you can take.
I done left.
But God knows, you know, the truth is the truth.
Amen.
And we don't fight His truth. God fights for His own word. We don't have to fight His word.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. He who sent it forth is able to keep it. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Let's just bow our hearts. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for Your word. We thank You, Father, that You know in this day there will be a people that will stand for Your truth. Lord, no matter what is said, what is done, what is the truth, Father. So we thank You, Father, that we can endure it. We thank You, Lord, for the strength that You have given us, the revelation and the understanding. We thank You for many that are overseas and are listening in, who have seen this truth, Father. We ask You that You guard them, keep them, but give them the strength to stand their ground, Lord, that You will know that, we will know that You are God and there's none like You. You told Moses, He said, stand and watch Me deliver each Israel. And Lord, You deliver them through the deep sea. So we just ask You, Father, that we trust in You and we trust in Your word. We trust in the ministry that You have given us, Father. So we just ask You to bless Your people tonight as they leave. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. God bless you.
Brother Hap will sing a song and we'll be dismissed.
What a change in me since Jesus set me free. I've been to Calvary.